The United States is deeply concerned about the recent bloodshed and violence in Cairo and Alexandria that has killed scores of Egyptian demonstrators and injured more than 1,000 people. More than 260 people have been killed since the military removed President Mohamed Morsi from power on July 3rd. In a written statement, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declared this a pivotal moment for Egypt. Over 2 years ago, a revolution began. Its final verdict, said Mr. Kerry, is not decided, but it will be forever impacted by what happens right now. In this extremely volatile environment, Egyptian authorities have a moral and legal obligation to respect the right of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. Both are essential components of the inclusive democratic process they have publicly supported. Violence not only further sets back the process of reconciliation and democratization in Egypt, but it will negatively impact regional stability. At this critical juncture, it is essential that the security forces and the interim government of President Adli Mansour and Vice President Mohamed El Baradei respect the right of peaceful protest, including the ongoing sit-in demonstrations. The United States urges an independent and impartial inquiry into the events of recent days and calls on all Egypt's leaders across the political spectrum to act immediately to help their country to take a step back from the brink. Egypt urgently needs an inclusive political process that achieves a freely and fairly elected government committed to pluralism and tolerance. The Egyptians who poured into Tahrir Square in 2011 and 2013 called for this outcome for their country's future and for their aspirations. A political dialogue, which interim government officials have themselves supported, requires participants who represent all the political parties of Egyptian society. To make possible such a dialogue, the United States calls for an end to arbitrary detentions. It is the only way to put Egypt on the path to a democratic future.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。